You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Each week, the JX looks around our region of Southern Oregon and Northern California to learn about one city or town. Today, we're talking with Madeline DeAndres. She's the mayor of Fort Jones, California. Welcome to the Exchange.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
So where is Fort Jones?
Good question. Fort Jones is about an hour south of Ashland. You go to Yreka and then you head west over the Forest Mountain and into our high mountain valley. So we're about 12 miles out of Yreka, but you have to cross a pretty tall mountain to get to our valley. So we're about 2,700 feet in elevation. So we usually get some snow in the winter. Lately, it's been a lot of rain, but it used to be a lot more snow.
So you're situated up high on a mountain?
No, we're in a valley. So you go up over Forest Mountain, which is about 4,000 feet, and then down into our valley, which is about 2,700 feet in elevation.
Okay.
So it's called Scott Valley. Scott Valley has three towns, Fort Jones, Etna, and Callahan, and a lot of unincorporated area. We have the Quartz Valley Indian Reservation there as well. So it's pretty spread out. It's very beautiful. Ranching is one of our big economic drivers. So we have some beautiful ranches in the valley, and the population centers are in those three towns.
So tell me about the population and demographics.
Well, Fort Jones has less than 700 people, about 650 people. We're down from a couple of years ago. We have a very stable population. It doesn't go, high or low. It just pretty much stays in that one general area of between 600 and 700 people. We're pretty stable, very homogeneous, a lot of families in our valley, a lot of families in Fort Jones. It's a pretty safe environment, very wonderful place to raise families. California has high real estate. Scott Valley is still relatively affordable. We've had a number of young people come back and open up businesses in our valley, so we have some pretty cool restaurants and breweries and distilleries. So it's a good place to visit, come down and have lunch, and it's lovely.
So it sounds like a very stable place, a very safe place, a very wonderful place to raise a family.
It's great. We have nice schools, and kids like to play sports. They do a lot of hunting, very family-oriented things, and it is pretty safe. And we don't have a lot of the problems that you might find on Highway 5. Yreka's had it's been difficult. They've had a homelessness issue that's been hard to handle. Scott Valley has managed to, stay out of that, but we're not impervious to it. We have a pretty good police force. We share a police force between Etna and Fort Jones, and they do a good job of keeping our town safe. The rest of the county is under the sheriff's department, and that's kind of thin, and we could use more support there. But mainly it's a pretty safe environment. If you have a problem, you can call a neighbor, and people are right there ready to help.
It sounds like a place where everyone knows your name.
I call it the land that time forgot. It has not changed in the 30-something years that we've lived there.
So how long have you been mayor?
I was mayor, I started last December, so it's only been 1 year, and it's 1 year on the city council. We are a city council of five people, and the council then votes the mayor. And last year was an election, and it was a really interesting election because it ended up in a tie. So
In a tie? Well, you only have 700 residents.
Correct. And I tied with a nice guy named Jim Martin, 104 votes to 104 votes. And the individual who actually won a seat, he won at 105 votes. So that shows you just how polarized even our little town can be. The rest of the state was kind of similar. There were two other tied elections in the state, Blue Lake, California, and Galt, California. It's a rare event. And each town can decide how they want to break a tie. Jim Martin just conceded to me. He's a busy guy, and he thought that I would have more time to do it. And so that was easy. There was no arm wrestling or flipping of a coin or anything like that. So I was seated at the council table, and then they voted me for mayor, which I'm honored, and it's been a real learning curve, I'll tell you.
I'm kind of interested. So he ran against you, or he just ran for the seat and you two were just competing for it?
Yes, actually we ran together. We ran together with a group of two others, and the other two were seated for 4-year slots, and I have a 2-year slot. So if I want to run again, I have to run again in November.
So what was your campaign message? What were you telling voters?
Well, that's a good question. We had four items that as a group we were running on. And the first item was stability of workforce. So, and the other three, I can't even tell you what they are, because that's proven to be the number one issue that we've been trying to solve. Small towns are no different than big cities in that we have to attract people who know how to do stuff in a municipal setting, which is different than just a regular public or, you know, a private setting, a business. We're not a business. We are a town. And as a town, we have to offer services, and we're required to report to the government, you know, the state and federal government on lots of things, loan programs and water issues and sewer issues and, you know, everything. But we're not impervious to having a difficult time to finding good fits for the jobs that we have open. So it's been a year of trying to hire the right people. We have a wonderful public works person. He's really great. And we have a clerk that's doing a great job. But we need to, you know, we're working on an administrator, and we're working on hiring other positions. Finding people with experience that we can afford has been really a challenge. But it's one that I'm up for, and we keep swinging at the ball. So
I'm guessing that's going to be a challenge as long as you're over a big mountain way out of the way.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to find housing. So if we hired from outside, it's hard to find somebody to move in.
My guest is Madeline DeAndres. She's the mayor of Fort Jones, California. So you're telling me that there are challenges to running a small town. Tell me more about that.
The challenges of running a small town are, as I said earlier, the same as in a big city. Infrastructure is huge. You have to know, like we're going to be building a new wastewater treatment plant. So I've been sitting in on all these meetings. You know, the engineering lingo is way over my head. I was an English teacher, so, but I'm learning a lot. I hope I bring something to the table when I ask questions and attend the meetings. And they're very technical. Wastewater treatment is really important. People don't want to think about any of that stuff until it fails. So we're trying to get ahead of it. We're trying to get ahead of Caltrans will be coming through our town in a couple of years to redo the roads and the sidewalks. And we have really high sort of old west sidewalks in our town that need to be upgraded to the 21st century. And so we have to decide how our main street's going to look. And our main street is kind of interesting in that we have Highway 3 going straight through town. And that is a difficult thing in order to promote like walkability, because it's a highway. And so trying to get people to slow down and then stop at our restaurants and our businesses is difficult. So we're trying to think about new ways to design Main Street to get people to slow down, stop, and shop and to enjoy our amenities. But we've made a lot of headway with, you know, rehabbing some of our old buildings and improving our parks. We've got a really strong advocate for our parks on the city council, and I really depend on her for the work that she's been doing. And sometimes it's two steps forward and three steps back, but you got to keep moving forward. That's the only thing. If you get slapped on the hand for something, you got to take it and then just keep going.
Well, that makes sense. And one of the things that you made me think of just instantly when you talked about slowing down are roundabouts. When cities have tried to figure out how do you get people from just careening through neighborhoods, I've seen roundabouts placed in various different places, and they're very effective. actually.
Yeah, come visit our town, and you could probably see why that might not be a good idea. I hope you do come to visit our town, because you'd be able to not only enjoy the beauty and the amenities, but also on a highway, Highway 3, you can't really, I don't think you can do a roundabout, but you can do some interesting things with the way you redesign the center divide. You know, a lot of towns are doing some pretty cool things. So we're trying to look around and be as prepared for Caltrans when they come, because when they come, it's like one and done. So we better know what we're doing in order to get the job done correctly.
What's your vision for the town?
My vision for the town is to keep it the wonderful place that it is, but bringing it into the 21st century. Infrastructure's big. We have to get all of our pipes underground to talk to each other, and they have to be of, you know, the right material, so for the next 80 years that they'll still, you know, be functioning properly. I've got grandchildren in the valley. I want them to be able to enjoy the nice amenities that small towns afford, which, you know, safety, good friends, lifelong friends, family. That's what we're about, and bringing commerce and business back to our community.
So forgive me for asking, but is there a fort in your town?
Well, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked that. No, there is a monument to a fort, and it's built. The fort was there in 1850s. It was manned in 1850. I am not sure why they felt that area was necessary to have a fort. Probably has something to do with the Native American history that we have there as well. Not sure. But there's a rock there with a plaque, so you can come and see our rock with a plaque. And then wave to my son who lives next door.
You have a museum there, right?
We have a wonderful museum, and that was actually a learning lesson 2 days after I was seated on the council. We had a terrible windstorm, and it blew the roof off the museum and did some damage to one of the parks. So it has sadly been closed for about a year because of that damage. But the damage has been fixed. We have to bring all of the wonderful artifacts back into the museum. It is a lovely museum.
So now that you've been mayor, what do you know now that you wish you knew about the job before you became mayor?
That is an interesting question, because you don't know what you don't know. I did not think it was going to be easy to wave a wand and to get all the right people in the right places and it would all be fine. Not that naive. I think working with people who have a vision or set in their ways or are suspicious of you, as you saw that it was 104 to 104. I think it has more to do with perceptions about how people are politically, and they may not trust you if you're blue or if you're red. There's a lot of that, that mistrust, and it's really too bad because we're just a bunch of neighbors and friends trying to make our town better. So that's what I'm trying to. I keep circling back to. It's not about if you're Republican or if you're a Democrat. How can we make our community the best community that it can be for all of us and for our children and their children?
It sounds like you're trying to build common ground.
That's probably the word. Yes, words. Yep.
And so there's blue and red division in your town?
Siskiyou County is sort of a purple county. We have historically voted mainly red. So it'll be really interesting with this new redistricting how that plays out, because that puts us in a completely different district. So it is acrimonious. It can be acrimonious at election time, and it just shouldn't be. We got to get over that. We got to just realize that Washington is Washington. What we can do to make our community better is what we should be focused on, because that's what we can make change. That's where we can make changes.
I really like that point. If you have a collective vision, then everyone is looking to make your community better.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. And we may get hung up on details. You know, I don't like this or I don't like that. But knowing that we're working towards a safe, livable, walkable community for all of the members. That's what we want. That's what I want to see for our community.
Okay, and we'll have to leave it on that note.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mayor. My guest was Madeline DeAndres, mayor of Fort Jones, California. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio.